This morning, we are joined again by Kristen with the Red River Gorge United Advocacy Group. How are you doing this morning, Kristen?
I'm doing pretty well. I've had some coffee, so I'm like...
I missed my cup this morning.
Oh, no. I will send you a virtual one.
That's it. So, of course, we spoke on Monday. You guys have a special meeting coming up this Friday between 6 and 7 p.m., and we're actually going to do it live here on WSKV. Folks are going to be able to text in their questions. We'll also, of course, have it on Facebook Live, so we'll monitor the Facebook feed as folks interact with us. But You on Monday kind of gave us a little bit of a feel about what the group is about, and we'll highlight some of that for some of the listeners that weren't with us on Monday. But you said you're not an opposition group, but you are kind of an advocacy group that is going to kind of give an answer to another group that was formed a few years back, apparently, the Red River Economic Development Group. So with all that kind of being said and that groundwork laid, why is it important for there to be an advocacy group like Red River Gorge United?
Oh, well, I appreciate you asking that. I think the important thing from my perspective is that in any community, whether it's, you know, here in our own community of, you know, the Gorge area or, you know, anywhere around the world, I think it's anyone would agree that it's the people who live, especially the people that live, and somewhat also the people that work in that community, if that happens to be a different group, those are the people who really should have the primary say in what happens to that place. So, you know, there might be other people who have opinions. There might be people who look and say, oh, this looks like a beautiful place to have, you know, a hotel or a shopping center or whatever. But if the people living there don't have any say at all in what sort of things are done with the place, then it really has a great impact on their life, obviously, but they've not had any choice in that matter. So our goal is really to provide like a platform for local residents to voice their opinions and their concerns. And so it's really those of us living here who are making decisions or at least having input into what happens in our area.
Okay. I think that's fair.
You know, we're a, you know, lower income area, and I think sometimes, you know, the little people are written off to some degree, and you know, we're told, oh, this is going to be good for you, you know, kind of eat it up, and then, you know, maybe that's not really what would be good. Like, maybe people here who live here, and especially people who've lived here, you know, their whole life or for generations, like, those people probably have some really good ideas about what kind of job or industry growth or development would be a good thing to have here. And maybe some of those people think nothing should change, which is obviously a completely valid opinion too. But I think we should be asking those people, and that's really what one of our main goals is to actually talk to those people. And I hope that if there's people listening now that they will, you know, can think about a little bit about what they'd like to see and then let us know. You know, listen on and text and call on Friday or just send us an email. You know, tell us what you think, because we, you know, we want to know. That's the whole point of what we're trying to do.
Now, with other groups like MACID, CEDIC, you mentioned ARC actually on Monday, and there's other economic development groups that have been working very, very tirelessly in the economic distressed counties in which we reside, as well as further east and into West Virginia. And they've right. actually been trying to solve this question that it kind of is being pushed to the forefront with both groups now, and that is how we move forward. And of course, in the economic depressed area that we live in, they've been trying to answer the question very much the same way that you are, with you know, the community interviews. What do we think would work? Do you feel like those efforts have been ineffective so far? And if so, what effort do you think that you can, your group can bring to the table that might be more effective?
Well, I certainly don't think that we intend to like replace any of the groups that are already doing some really good things. I think the main difference is really just that we're focused solely on, you know, this four county region that encompasses the Red River Gorge. And so, you know, that's probably the primary way in which we differ from those larger groups, and I don't really want to take anything away from them. And, you know, I mean, you're right. There's been, heck, there's there's nonprofits and groups that have been working for, you know, decades and decades in various places around the world, not just here. And I, obviously the answer is not quick and easy, right? Because if it were, we'd all be living in a mansion and driving a Maserati or something, right? Like, obviously there's not a simple solution to some of the things that we see. And so I don't want to come across like we're, you know, we think we can do it all perfectly or better. But one thing that I know doesn't work is a large scale sort of corporate project that provides a bunch of minimum wage jobs only. You know, we've seen those sorts of enterprises, and we've seen the kind of community change that happens when that type of footprint comes into a place. Like one example that you know, we've looked at and some of our members have experience with is the town of Ashland, which, and not in Kentucky, but in North Carolina, where it was this really thriving, like, almost like the Slade area, like lots of small, little, interesting, unique businesses. People came because they liked the kind of out-of-the-way, off-the-path sort of feel, and then it got really popular and exploded, and now many of the artists and people who actually work in the hotels and the restaurants and those things, they can't even afford to live in Ashland because the property values have gone up so high. So we know that those things don't work for a community. So we really would like to try to find things that can work. And I think I mentioned on Monday that one idea that one of our members has is to maybe spread out development into other areas as opposed to only focusing on, you know, Slade, where a lot of things already are now, so it's easy to focus on it. But maybe we can focus on Beattyville and Frenchburg and Stanton and other places. So there's a reason for people who are coming here to spend money in other places. And we also really don't want there to only be a bunch of, like, you know, cleaning jobs. Right? Because, like, we have those, right? We have a bunch of cabin companies here already. We have the jobs where people are going to clean cabins. That's fine. But maybe we can have some jobs that are a little bit higher wage, a little bit higher status, a little bit more of a wealth-building situation where it's a career and not only a job so you can get by. And, I mean, for me, that's kind of my end game with this, at least personally, is that, you know, I would really like to see a place where, you know, if you don't want to have a career, that's fine, that's your prerogative. But if you do, maybe you could do that here in your hometown instead of having to leave.
Right. And of course, a lot of folks have been trying to plug those leaks with telework jobs, but that creates mm-hmm. some difficulties. Now, as folks, of course, analyze tourism, one thing as we've stepped through each step here in the Gorge area. Of course, a lot of folks are deeming that the passage of the alcohol sales in Powell County and adjacent counties will have some effect on some of those steps forward as far as removing some of the roadblocks and barriers that may have been there for local business. The next sure. thing is that a lot of folks kind of as they analyze is fire services and emergency services, which is something that will continue to have, of course, some issues in the area. But the next big thing that a lot of folks highlight and as you see community growth is bringing in hotels, which sometimes yep. won't come in without the fire service there. How would you answer those that would say that this is just kind of the next logical step on the road to growing our area to a stable economy where you kind of have to grow through some of those minimum wage jobs to bring the growth here, to bring those higher end careers?
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's reasonable to say that, you know, nothing is going to be perfect for everyone. And it's also reasonable to say, like, oh, you know, this is, you know, like kind of just what you said, like, oh, this is kind of the normal, you know, tack. But I guess our point is that do we really want to be like every single other tourist town? Because the people who come here now who are tourists come here because we're not that. So I think it's important to realize that there is a lot of, you know, if people are worried about, you know, building the area and creating more opportunity here, the reason that there is any value here currently, as far as tourism goes, is because it is not the same as the other large tourist areas. If you talk to the people who come here to get away, to go hiking, they come here because it's not, you know, I don't want to name, you know, the big G word, but, like, they come here because it's not like those other places. So I don't see how turning this into a place that's similar to those other places is really going to do a lot for what we already are building upon. So to me, it makes more sense to do it in a way that takes into consideration the things that are already here. And part of that, again, is talking to people who are living here already. Maybe there's people here who have, I mean, I personally know, I'm sure you do too, at least a few people, who have a pretty good job, and they live, you know, relatively locally here, you know, somewhere in Powell County or Menifee County, but they travel a good distance to go to their decent job.
Right.
You know, they go to Lexington, they go to Winchester, you know, and that's fine. You know, it's great that they have a good job, obviously, but I would imagine that at least a lot of those people would be thrilled if they could have a similar job, you know, a similar sort of opportunity available to them here. And that's kind of what I see when I'm like, I'm not real thrilled about a bunch of minimum wage jobs, is, you know, I feel like we do have, you know, several jobs of that type available, and, you know, there are people that work those jobs, and kudos to them. But I just think it sure would be nice if we could, you know, have a better scenario for them. And, you know, if you're a giant hotel company, you know, I don't know that you're looking for, you know, the person in that community to do a lot more than work at the front desk, you know? Like, that's not really how they pull their high-end management, is not, you know, maybe, you know, if somebody works there for, you know, 25 or 30 years, then they get promoted out of that position. But that's, you know, I don't think that's the normal career track for people doing, you know, management and stuff. And I'm not saying we shouldn't necessarily have another hotel. It's not, I don't want to get fixated on that. I'm more worried about the model of kind of corporate-driven growth as opposed to, like, a more, you know, small business-focused, local enterprise, local craftsmanship, that sort of thing. Is kind of where we're feeling like there's more opportunity. So it's not that no one should put in another hotel. I'm not saying that at all. I don't think anyone in the group is saying that. It's more that, where is that coming from? And if it's just a huge corporate investor-driven thing, I'm not sure that fits into what we already have in the area.
Gotcha.
So, and maybe it does. You know what? If people think that that's what they want, if they want, you know, I don't know, Company X, Hilton. I'm just making that up. I've not heard anything for real about Hilton. I'm just using that as an example. But if they want them to come in, then let us know. You know, maybe I'm completely wrong, and I have no idea what you know, people say. But the people that have talked to us do not, you know, it seems like they're of a similar mindset. But I'm willing to listen if people feel completely differently.
All right. Well, and again, if folks want to express their points of view, they can participate Friday between 6 and 7 p.m. right here on WSKV. We'll be streaming it online at WSKVFM.com and on Facebook Live. And we'll take questions and have a nice public forum with Red River Gorge United. And Kristen, thank you so much for your time this morning, Kristen.
You're welcome. Thank you. I appreciate it. Have
All right.
a great afternoon.
You
or
too.
Rest of your day.
You too.
All right.